When you start to tell them that there are other people who are sinful and really, really rotten people, and they're being received, and well, they're not. When you start to present that, have you not faced that? I have. You witness to people and you tell them about the gospel and you explain it to them, and sometimes the response is, so you're telling me that someone could commit this sin, this crime, the other, accept Christ, that all of that would be washed away and they would go to heaven, and you're telling me they would go to heaven and I wouldn't? Have you ever faced that? I have many times. Many times. You're telling me that they confess their sins, all their crimes, they've done this, they've done this, they've done this, and they will go to heaven, and from what you're saying, if I stay as I am, I will not? I've never done those crimes. I've never done that or the other. You're telling me, however, they go to heaven and I don't? They get mad. They get mad because it seems like it's unjust. It seems like it's not fair. But it only seems unfair when they fail to see themselves for the sinners that they are. If they truly lived up to the standard they thought they were at, near perfection, it might seem unjust. But they're nowhere near that standard. They are looking at it through their own analysis. They are considering themselves, not in light of God's word, in light of how they understand themselves. They're comparing themselves with others and they're thinking, I have not done that. I have never said this. I'm not like that. And it doesn't seem fair. And so they get mad. People will slam their door on your face when you present the gospel to them. They'll walk away. They'll get irate.